This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, welcome back. So I was trying to get a hold of Bill Igel, and apparently, like, he's been running a lemonade stand to raise money for the Royals and the Chiefs so they can get a new stadium. Bill, how are you?
I'm good, Mark. Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Glad to have you on. So special session starts today. Kim was pointing out earlier the Royals probably picked a bad day to put out a Pride Night tweet yesterday, but they want taxpayer money to either build or renovate stadiums. What's your take?
Well, I mean, sure. If you're any business and you can get the taxpayers to pay for something that is going to make you money, of course they want us to do that. Of course, absolutely. Sports teams owners have been looking for government and public funding of their stadiums for a generation now, so it's no surprise. But hey, this is a terrible idea. I can't believe that in a day and age where every person here in the state of Missouri is struggling to pay their property taxes, struggling to pay a record-setting income tax burden, that we have a governor and a legislature that's talking about handing out more than $1 billion of our tax dollars to some of the wealthiest individuals in the entire state. I mean, that just absolutely blows my mind. And when I listen to some of the justification for why we need to do this, I hear things like, well, you know, we don't want to lose the tax revenue, as if losing tax revenue where there's already a record amount of tax revenue down in Jefferson City is justification for treating the wealthiest among us differently than the everyday folks in every corner of the state. It boggles the mind. But, you know, at a certain level, Mark, I mean, there's consequences. Elections have consequences right now. And I have warned repeatedly that we're going down a road where we're rewarding some of Missouri's most powerful special interests with unequal treatment under the law, and it's just wrong. The people overwhelmingly do not support this. It doesn't make sense. And we see, and quite frankly, what really is crazy to me is that the Chiefs and Royals aren't going anywhere. The reality is they're not going anywhere. I mean, who would leave a fan base that's willing to give you $40 for a beer and nachos? I mean, that just doesn't make any sense. Worst case scenario, they move 20 minutes to the west, and folks that want to go see a game got to drive 20 minutes in a different direction to go to the stadium. We shouldn't give them a single dime of public funding for their new stadium.
If the Chiefs and Royals get their way, then how much would this cost the average taxpayer?
So right now they're looking at a plan that's going to be $50 million for 30 years. If you take that $1.5 billion and divide it by 6 million Missourians, it comes out to $250 a person, or for a family of four, about $1,000 for the average household in Missouri. I don't know of a single household, not one household, that has an extra $1,000 laying around to throw at a new stadium for the Royals and the Chiefs. And the Royals and the Chiefs have never been more successful on the back of those $15 hot dogs and $20 beers. So that's really nuts to me, and it just doesn't make any sense.
So, Bill, do you think we'd feel differently about it if it was the Cardinals threatening to move over to East St. Louis?
You know, that's a good question. I mean, the Cardinals are certainly a more compelling option. You know, yeah, maybe if you know, if we do fund the Royal Stadium over there in Kansas City, maybe we need to have an agreement where a third of their outfield wall is covered in images of Cardinals greats to reflect the investment from St.
But
Louis.
We don't need it anymore. That's what they would say. I mean, but what about the dome? Yeah. They just came out with a report saying that the dome here in downtown St. Louis needs millions of dollars in renovation. So does that then get funded by the taxpayers? The people in Kansas City have to fund those improvements?
Yeah, I mean, it's well, in a 30-year horizon, for 30 years, you know, giving them $50 million for 30 years, the reality is they're going to come back before 30 years is up and look for more money. So
more.
We won't even be done paying off the first installment of this project before the Royals and the Chiefs want more money. And that's going to encourage the Blues. That's going to encourage the Cardinals. The Cardinals are now starting to talk about, well, you know, Busch Stadium could use some improvements. This is a bad idea. And just because any corporation is big doesn't give them a right to unequal tax privileges under the law. That's not how liberty works.
So let me ask. I got about a minute and a half here. But if Nick Schroer and some of the others seem to be suggesting that we're not giving this up unless we get some tax cuts in return for it, is that a good trade-off in your opinion?
Well, it depends on the level of tax cuts. I mean, if you get if they're going to give $1.5 billion of corporate welfare away, but we get rid of personal property tax, that's probably something that I'm okay with. So it kind of depends on what kind of deal we're talking about. What I'm hearing, though, is that I don't know that the governor is prepared to actually do that kind of tax cut in exchange for that. So
yeah.
I'm praying for our senators and representatives as they go down there to Jefferson City today. My guess is they should be going in with a mindset that they're going to be willing to stand on the Senate floor and say no to any bad deals for the state of Missouri. And quite frankly, it's hard to imagine that in the context of a shortened special session, we can get a good deal for Missouri.
Bill Igel, thanks for your time, my friend. We'll talk soon.
Always a pleasure, guys. Thanks so much.
Are you bet? Yep. Good to get him on here. He's running for St. Charles County Executive now, by the way. Former Senator Bill Igel there. His thoughts on what might happen today. We bumped Kim on a whim. We'll get back to that tomorrow. Sorry about that, Kim. All right. We'll be back in just a minute.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.